lifting one voice. You're worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise.
Yes, you are.
We will shout and proclaim the greatness of your holy name. You're worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise.
Let's declare that again. We will stand.
We will stand and rejoice as one people, lifting one voice. You're worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise. Yes, you are. We will shout and proclaim the greatness of your holy name. You're worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise.
Let's proclaim it tonight.
You are holy.
Yes, you are God.
You are holy. The whole earth sings your praise. The whole earth sings
your praise.
You are holy. You are holy.
Yes, you are.
The whole earth sings your praise.
The whole earth sings your praise. Of your goodness, of your goodness, we will sing.
You're holy, you're worthy to be praised. There is none like you. All the praise that we could give you could never be enough. We pour out our best for you. We pour out our best for you. We pour out our best for you. You're so worthy, God. We pour out our best for you. We pour out our best for you.
Sings your praise.
We give you praise. presence of my enemies. It's your body, the blood you've shed for me. This is how I fight my battle. There's a table that you prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's your body, the blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battle.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I.
You to just remember those things that you've been praying and fasting for, and we're going to declare some things together. So whatever that thing is that you need, I want you to say that, and I want you to say that, whatever that is, in Jesus' name. So here might be some things you might want to say. My victory is in Jesus' name. Breakthrough is here in Jesus' name. My healing is here in Jesus' name. I'm forever changed in Jesus' name. I'm not the same in Jesus' name. Sickness is healed in Jesus' name. All walls fall down in Jesus' name. Whatever that thing is, I want you to just begin to declare that. Begin to sing that out. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus' name. My victory is in Jesus' name. My victory is in Jesus' name.
My victory is in Jesus' name.
Breakthrough is here in Jesus' name.
Breakthrough is here in Jesus' name.
Breakthrough is here in Jesus' name.
Breakthrough
is here in Jesus' name. My healing is here.
is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I.
This is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my.
Oh, it's how we fight a battle.
Of my enemies, it's your body, the blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. There's a table that you prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's your body, the blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battle.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how.
By faith and in prayer tonight is going to make 2019 pay back everything that the devil tried to do in 2018. How about a good amen tonight? I want the board members to come join me as quickly as possible. Come and join me as quickly as possible. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The body of Christ. Placed on the cross, laid in the tomb, resurrected for us on the third day. We serve a living Savior tonight. Amen. Amen. I said we serve a living Savior. That means He goes to church. I believe He's come to church tonight with us. I'm so grateful for that. I want them to continue to lead us in worship. Dennis, if you would help me here. And Anthony, if you would help me here. Go ahead, continue to lead us in worship. Let's be worshiping. This is going to be a totally different service, but that's what we came for, something totally different. Let's be prepared to worship in communion in just a moment.
Thanks, help me reveal who I am. I'm your Savior. I will bow down. Wash all the sin from your soul. I'm your servant. I am all you need. I'm the lamb that was slain, and my blood washes you clean. I'm the pure sacrifice. Let my life give you life.
You folks here know what to do. Come right this way. Come right this way. You folks here know what to do. Come right this way. Same over here. All right. Continue to worship. Go ahead. If you're at home watching tonight, wherever I'm looking, where's the camera? Give me the camera. Right here in the middle.
I am the bread.
I don't know if the light is on. Camera, just, yeah, thank you. If you're at home, you can take communion with us tonight. Go ahead, get something to drink, some bread, cracker, whatever it is. Get that together and take communion with us tonight. All right. Thank you for joining us. You can be a part of what we're doing this evening.
We cry worthy
is the Lamb.
Your blood washes us clean. You're the pure sacrifice. Then my life, give us life. You're the Lamb.
If you would look around where you're standing, if there's anyone that has not been served that would like to be, just let me know if just there's some people that can't make it down. Good. Everybody's been served. Amen. That's what God wants. God wants all his people served. How about good? Amen. All right. Take that cracker that represents the body of Jesus Christ. It's hard to fathom. God put himself in skin. God put himself trapped like in a sheath. And yet he came and he feels everything that the people of God feel tonight. And I don't know what you're dealing with. As I look across the family tonight, I know that there's different people carrying different weights, dealing with different issues. But you have a Savior that's been affected by everything that's ever affected you. That ought to change the way you pray. It ought to change the way you love. It ought to change the way you worship. There is nothing you're experiencing tonight that God says, you know, that's foreign to me. God knows what it's like to face it, but God also knows how to overcome it. That would be no good. It would be no good for God to say, well, I feel bad. Well, we can get that from about anywhere. What we need is someone who can feel what we feel, but yet gives us the power to overcome what has come against us. And tonight, when you take that representation of the body of Christ, I pray that you will sense the victorious presence of Jesus Christ to come into your situation. And one, say, I am not alone. And two, say, I am not defeated. Come on, say that with me. I'm not alone. And I am not defeated. Now say it like somebody who's not defeated. That sounded defeated. I'm not alone. And I'm not somewhat defeated. Come on, say it like you mean it. Ready? Come on, say it. I'm not alone. Oh, that's better. And I am not defeated. In Jesus' name. Take and eat it all if you would. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. The cup now that you have in your hand has juice that represents the blood that Jesus shed. We're in a covenant tonight. The Lord has really been speaking to me about the covenant that we have with our Savior. We are in a covenant that means that we have some benefits tonight. And I'm praying tonight, not only as you take this, but throughout the entire service, that you recognize that God shed his blood to purchase a precious gift for you and I. And I don't care what your past is. When it's under the blood, then it means that you're a candidate for a miracle. Anybody here have a past? Your hands are full. Then just give me a Presbyterian shout by nodding at me a little bit. Yeah, you all got a past. Some of you just don't remember it. But as long as your past is under the blood, it has no effect on what you can do today in Jesus' name. A lot of people live in condemnation, but nobody needs to because God has already taken care of that. If you take that cup and drink it all in Jesus' name. Now let's just lift our voice to God and begin to thank him right now. I don't know how I can explain it, but he's done everything that needs to be done. Amen. Come on. I said he has done everything that needs to be done. On his end, it is finished. He's not going back to the cross. He's not sending another Bible. He's not giving a different plan. It is finished in Jesus' name. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for household salvation. Thank him for your deliverance. Thank him for new life in your home. Come on, thank you. Thank him for a destiny. Thank him for your deliverance. Thank him for this walk that we have with him. Come on, thank God for miracle working power. Thank God he can restore everything that has been stolen from you. Come on. Thank God he can do a new thing. Amen. He can do something you've never seen before. He can do something you've never heard of before. May it start tonight. And may it happen in this year.
And your blood washes us clean.
It is
You're the
God. Let the presence of God rise in this place in a mighty fashion.
Let your
nobody has to go home the same.
Give us life. You're the Lamb that was slain, and your blood washes me clean. You're the pure sacrifice. Let my life,
come, Holy
Spirit, give us
come
life.
Come in this meeting in a mighty way.
We
touch us, everyone.
We cry worthy. We cry worthy. We cry worthy is the Lamb of God. We cry. We cry worthy is the Lamb of God. We cry worthy. Oh, we cry worthy. Oh, we cry worthy. You're the Lamb that was slain, and your blood washes us clean. You're the pure sacrifice. Then your life, give us life. You're the Lamb.
Have the people come. Those that have come to make those declarations, go ahead and do this now. I feel the Holy Spirit here in a powerful way come. You can remain standing if you'd like. We're just going to experience. God can do something right now. How many are ready for God to do something right now? We don't need to break that up. Come on, honey, help me.
Hallelujah. You know, we were praying and we decided that we needed to make a few declarations. Amen? Do you know that there are benefits to serving Jesus? There are benefits. And we have the authority. Amen? We have the authority to speak to things and they will change. And you may be seated, but I asked these people that are so excited to be up here. But I asked them to make some declarations for 2019 in this church. So whatever you need, they're going to pray over families. They're going to pray over children. They're going to pray over all kinds of things. And these all are things that we have the ability to get because they're in His Word. So this is going to be a little different. But you know, little different sometimes is good. So right before we even start, I want you to raise your hand and I want you to ask the Holy Spirit. I want us to agree with them. There's something about being in agreement. So when they pray, I want you to pray. I want you to respond when they pray. If you need these promises for your house, I want you to connect in the Spirit. There's something about connecting. And we're just going to start and we're going to pray. This is going to be kind of a prayer meeting. So we're just going to agree together.
In 2019, I declare that every husband is going to experience a power and an anointing and an authority to fulfill the divine call that He has placed on every one of us. Father, today in the name of Jesus, I stand in the gap and I intercede on behalf of every single husband represented here today. God, we know the enemy has tried to destroy the home, has to try to pull down every father, every husband. But God, today in the name of Jesus, we stand upon your word and we thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. There is going to be a renewing. There is going to be a reviving in the spirit of every husband. That God, the love love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost will be able to move us to do the impossible, will be able to help us to overcome any difficulty, any struggle of the past, and that God, our wives would recognize that we're different because we've been with the Master. We've been in the presence of God. We've taken the Word and we've held it to our hearts and said, God, make this a part of me. And in 2019, we will see it because we believe it in Jesus' name.
And in 2019, I declare that every wife here in Charleston Church and in the surrounding communities that look to you, the author and the finisher of her faith, every wife, I declare, would taste more victory this year than she has ever tasted before. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you, God, would make a way for every wife to take back everything the enemy has stolen, every piece of ground he has gained in her life. You will restore back to her 100-fold, oh God. I thank you so much, Lord, that you love us, that you call us, oh God, with a love and a nourishing kind of care that only comes from being a woman, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus that every day we would redeem Eve's failure in the garden. Oh God, that we would not go before our husbands, that we would not take authority, and we would not take leadership positions in the areas our husbands should take those positions, oh God. I pray against the critical spirit in wives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you would give us, oh God, that the law of kindness would be on our tongues, oh God, that we would speak life over our husbands, oh God, that we would support them, that we would help them to find their mission, and we would come under that mission, oh God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, you would give us wisdom far beyond our years, that God, you would give us ears to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, this is the way to walk, and that we would be obedient, and that we would walk in it, oh God. Father, I pray that you would give us hearts that are mendable and moldable to your will, oh God, that we would lead our children in the way that they should go, oh God. Father, help us to love with the sacrificial love that you love us with, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you design us, that you mold us and make up us as you created us to be, oh God, the helpmeet for our husbands, that Ezer Kenegdo, that help that comes right on time, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that today would be the start of everything turning around for every struggling wife in this place, oh God. The mundane would become marvelous, oh God, that every woman would see their worth and their value, oh God, and they would stand in it, move in it, and make the change, oh God, that you have for them to make in their husbands, in their homes, in their children, and in their communities. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
I declare in 2019, the next generation will be strong in you. God, I believe that your favor will be on every single one of them. God, I declare that there will be no place for anxiety. There will be no place for worry. There will be no place for fear. But instead, you will anoint every single person in this next generation with peace, God, with discernment and direction, Jesus. God, I thank you for the hand that you have on this generation. God, I thank you for the plan that you have on each one of them. God, right now that you will speak to them, God, that they will find their worth in you and only you, in Jesus' name.
I declare in 2019 financial breakthrough and victory for every individual, every home, every business, and in Charleston Church. I pray this night that God, you will move in every life. Lord, that we'll bring financial victory and success for every individual. Lord, that one is living from paycheck to paycheck, that God, you will provide extra finances for them. That home, oh God, that is broken away, Lord, don't know which way to turn. God, we pray tonight that, Lord, financial victory will be on this way. And for every business owner, every business associate, God, that you will just minister to them. You will raise up finances where they never believed finances were. Lord, for the church, that, God, you will bring forth finances in 2019, that we'll see a flood of finances for this this church that you have built, God. Lord, we stand here tonight knowing that, God, you have done the same thing for us. In years past, God, when we lost everything, we lost finances, we lost homes, we lost farms, we lost everything, God, that, Lord, we in faith prayed, and, God, you brought us through in a miraculous way. And Lord, we give you praise tonight because we know that if you do the same that for us, you'll do it for someone else this year. So, Lord, right now we stand firm. We are in agreement tonight that, Lord, you are going to move upon the scene. Lord, we will see great things happen because your word says that, God, you supply the needs. You will meet the needs of everybody. And, Lord, we are believing that tonight and trusting you for it because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
In 2019, I declare that Charleston Church is filled with a spirit of forgiveness. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just pray that you will flood this place, God, with tender hearts and spirits. Let us not get caught up in the things of the past, but let us look forward to our future with you, Heavenly Father. God, remove any spirit of bitterness or hatred or anger, God. Set us free from those bonds that the enemy has tried to place, Heavenly Father. God, let us forgive those that have transgressed against us, just as you have forgiven our sins, Lord. God, let us walk forward in faith. Let those that have hurt us in the past, let us set them free with forgiveness. Let us set ourselves free, not only from the things that have been done to us, God, but for the things and the choices that we have made. Heavenly Father, set Charleston Church free from guilt or shame. God, relieve those burdens from the shoulders and the hearts of our people tonight, God. God, you have a mind of peace set for each one of us, and that starts with forgiveness today, Lord. Heavenly Father, let us not wait back on our heels for crisis or turmoil or the last moments that we have on this earth to mend fences, God. God, we declare forgiveness and certain victory to move forward in faith tonight, God. Let us wipe those slates clean. Let us not live in the past. Let us not be offended by the things society tells us that we should, Lord. Let us forgive and move forward in faith, Heavenly Father. Let us focus on you in a new way, Jesus. God, we thank you for that. We declare it tonight. Let us start tonight at this moment, God. Let us forgive. Forgive others. Forgive ourselves and move forward with a clean slate, Heavenly Father. We thank you.
In 2019, I declare that there are going to be souls walking through the doors of Charleston Church. Father, I declare that this will be a magnet. Father, that people will be drawn to your spirit like they've never been drawn before. Father, I declare that we, your people of Charleston Church, will have a spirit. Father, a strength in us that we've never had before to witness. Father, that we would represent you as we walk through our day. Father, that people will be drawn to us as well. Father, I also claim that in 2019, the many, many families, Father, that used to come here, Father, that may have walked away from their first love, that they would find you once again. Oh, Rabosi, oh, Rabosi, I Rabosi, oh, Rabosat, I Rabosi, Father, to find their first love. Father, we claim that in 2019.
In 2019, I declare that you are Jehovah Rapha. God, you are our healer. God, tonight I declare 2019 to be a year like none other in healing. God, I pray that you would sweep from row to row, aisle to aisle. I speak against cancer. In 2019, you have no place in this building. I speak to every tumor, that it be shriveled up. I speak to heart disease, that arteries will be open in the name of Jesus. Jehovah Rapha, you are our healer. God, tonight I believe, God, that you will take care of muscle weakness. God, I speak against seizures. I speak, I declare in the name of Jesus that diabetes in this place will be wiped away. God, I speak against, God, every autoimmune disorder in this place, against thyroid, diabetes, God, in the name of Jesus, that it would be gone. God, and I pray, God, that as you heal us, you would send us out to declare your kingdom come, and that we would heal, God, those in this community, God, to see your name lifted high. God, I speak for wellness. God, I declare in the name of Jesus, our bodies will remain whole, that we can speak your word. God, that there would be nothing that would deter us, God, from going out in the name of Jesus. God, this year, God, not even this year, this night, God, things would begin to change in our bodies. God, I declare it. I decree it. God, I stand on your word. It says that we don't live by bread alone, but what comes out of your mouth, your word. God, in your word says, by your stripes we are healed. God, in the name of Jesus, let it be done. Let faith arise in this place tonight. God, we thank you for it in advance. God, in the name of Jesus.
Father, I declare in 2019 that we as parents will stand strong for our children. God, that we will be spiritual pillars in our household, Father. God, I pray that you would give us a boldness, God, that you would help us to understand that there's a Satan out there that is fighting for our children. Father, we need to fight with that same intensity, Father, and go after our children and pray for our children and seek your face. God, I pray that you would give us a love and a boldness like we've never felt before. God, give us a spiritual mind that would say the right things. Father, we would teach our children, but we would live the life as well, Father. Don't let us be ashamed, Father. Don't let us be scared to make that strong statement, Father. Give us a boldness right now, Father. And those families that have children that are not living for you, remind us of how you brought others back, God. Don't let us be weary in our prayers, God. Let us not be weary in our prayers, God. You're able, you're willing, and you will bring them back in Jesus' name. Let us be strong in you in 2019, Father. Father God, I declare in 2019, there will be a mighty, mighty outpouring of your Holy Spirit, both here in Charleston and in Charleston Church, down east. Father, that the fivefold will be active, God, that the gifts of the Spirit will be active, Lord, that healings and signs, miracles and wonders will not be sporadic, but they will become commonplace, both here and down east. A miracle here, a miracle there, everywhere we turn, God. The mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost will be something that we live and we walk and we breathe from this day forward, God, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare it to be so. Mighty infillings. Father, I pray that people who have sought the infilling of the Holy Ghost for years, God, will begin to be filled and speak with other tongues, God. A mighty move from side to side, front to back, God. In our leadership, God, I pray you begin to stir the gifts and the outpouring like never before. And we thank you in advance for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
I declare in 2019 that a spirit of breakthrough will rise up in each person in Charleston Church, in each family represented at Charleston Church. A spirit of breakthrough rises up now, O God, that we don't allow ourselves to be entangled by the traps and the snares that the enemy has set in front of us. No, I declare that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. A spirit of breakthrough rise up now. In every situation, no matter what the children of God face, Lord, let this spirit rise up in every area of our lives. It's not just for that area or this area, but our entire lives, we're going to live in the spirit of breakthrough. We're not going to wait and look for God to do something and rescue us from what the enemies, we've allowed the enemy to do in our lives. We will go on victoriously. We will live in breakthrough every day, from victory to victory, from glory to glory, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Let's just take a minute. Let's just stand up and declare that in our hearts and our minds. Amen. Will you just agree? Let's raise our hands and just declare those things in our life. In the name of Jesus, declare them. In your life, declare them. Hallelujah, declare them. Hallelujah, 2019, that we'll see the healings. We'll have enough power in the Holy Spirit that things will move in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You are the undefeated one, my life, my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Omnipotent, almighty defender, my victory, my refuge. The one I've run to, you are, come on. You are the God of the breakthrough. Oh, everybody clap your hands and shout, breakthrough, breakthrough. You are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what to do, I look to you, breakthrough. Walls fall down when I shout through. Strongholds break when I break through.
See, I'm gonna praise you. You are the God. You are the God.
Breakthrough in my heart. Breakthrough in my mind. Breakthrough in my spirit. Breakthrough in my soul. Breakthrough in my weakness and in my struggle. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my worship. Breakthrough in my praise. Breakthrough when I lift, glorify your name. Breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul,
in my
breakthrough
soul.
In my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough
when I lift and glorify His name.
Breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout.
You are the God,
you are the God of the breakthrough.
You are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through,
and I really don't know what to do, I look to
you. Breakthrough. Walls fall down when I shout through. Strongholds break when I pray through.
So I'm gonna praise you. You are the God.
Come on, let's
you are the God.
So breakthrough in my heart. Breakthrough in my mind. Breakthrough in my spirit. Breakthrough in my soul. Breakthrough in my weakness. In my struggle, you are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout.
You are the God, you are the God of the
breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle.
You are the God, you are.
In my worship, breakthrough in my praise.
When I live and glorify your name,
breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout.
You are the God,
shout.
You are the God,
the breakthrough. You are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through, and I really don't know.
What I don't know.
Now you just begin to say right unto the Lord exactly what you need and want to see in this year, 2019. Just go ahead. Your faith is strengthened. Begin to tell the Lord, this is what I want to see happen. And be specific. Just begin to talk to Him. You don't have to be on this platform. right there in those seats. He can hear what you say. Begin to tell him. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. So let's just begin to ask him and tell him, Lord, this is what I'm looking for. This is what's needed to happen. This is what's going to change. In the name of Jesus Christ. Make this a year like no other. Make it incomparable. And then outdo it the next year. And outdo it the next year as the Lord tarries. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing too small, nothing too big for you to do. You can do this, Lord, in your mighty name. In your mighty name. And in Jesus' name, God's people say amen. Let me just read a scripture to you. I'm going to ask the elders to come, and there's some oil right there. We're going to lay our hands on people, not just for sickness, but I think that God's people need a fresh anointing upon their lives tonight. Do you believe that there's a fresh anointing that comes? Some of you have it, some of you need it. There's two people tonight. You either have a fresh anointing or you need a fresh anointing. But let me just read a few scriptures. I know you stood, but it'd take me a minute. The prophet Ezekiel said, I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. Your filth will be washed away. No longer will worship idols. How many want to run away from sin? How many want to just get as far away from sin as possible? Watch. God says you're going to be able to do it. Why? Verse 26, I'll give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit in you. I'll take your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. How many of you just don't want to miss a thing that God's doing? I want to know when God is working. I don't want to be in a service. I don't want to be in prayer. I don't want to be anywhere that I'm not aware of what God is doing. And he said, God said he would put his spirit in you. Watch this. So that you will follow his decrees and be careful to obey his regulations. I love everything that everybody prayed for, and I appreciate what you prayed for. But you know what? God has already decreed some things. We're just coming into agreement with those things that he's already said would be done. God's not saying, wow, I never heard that before. The Bible says that when you have the Holy Ghost, you will decree the same thing that he's already decreed in heaven. Isn't that fantastic news? Now, some of you are sitting there, you're like, No, the scripture says that God has already put a will together in your life, and when you declare it, you just begin to agree with it, what God has already said would be done. That's called spirit-led prayer. And just to prove that it works, in the very next chapter, the Bible says God put his hand on Ezekiel and picked him up and put him down in a valley of dry bones. Isn't that great? A great service and a great exhortation, then God takes him to a boneyard. Wow, that was so exciting at the moment. But you don't realize that what God's anointing you to do when we pray for you tonight is to walk to every valley, walk to every broken area, walk to every place of defeat and begin to and hear God say, can these bones live? Hey, Zeke, can these bones live? And Zeke says, well, you know. And God said, I'll tell you, this is what you do when you're in a valley. Open your mouth and prophesy. Thus says the Lord. Bones come back together. Bones live. Amen. Open your mouth. A lot of people live in defeat because they got their mouth shut. You need to do what you can. Lift up your voice and say, thus saith the Lord. Nothing's too hard for my God. The Bible says the very next thing that God did for Zeke after he gave him that revelation of a new spirit was let him see a bunch of broken junk. And he made him say something. You better watch what you say this year.
Come on, it's good.
I said, you better watch what you say this year, good or bad, public or private. Let every one of our words be in alignment with what God's decrees are. If our hearts are filled with the Holy Ghost, we'll decree what God is already decreeing. And the Bible does not say in this instant that everybody came back together. But the head bone got connected to the neck bone. The neck bone got connected to the backbone. The backbone got connected to the butt bone. Right down to the toe bone. One thing at a time. But Ezekiel kept on prophesying. Listen, sometimes a miracle happens at once. Sometimes it happens bit by bit. What my encouragement for you tonight is, when you see God do something, keep on prophesying. Keep on decreeing. Keep on declaring. What God has started, he will finish. How about a good amen? Everything he starts, everything he begins, he completes. And we know the story. They, life came back to them. I want these elders to come forward, if you would, and take that oil that you've got. Every person that needs healing or wants a fresh anointing to come, stand across this altar, and I'll guide you. I'll help you. Every person that needs healing or wants a fresh anointing, come. There's two types of people. You have a fresh anointing or you need a fresh anointing. But every person that either needs healing, don't stand behind anybody. You either need a healing or a fresh anointing in your life. Praise God. Praise God. You need healing or a fresh anointing. Just get shoulder to shoulder with somebody. Don't get behind anybody. You get lost in the mix. All right, we've got enough for two lines. Where's Joel? Can you help me? Let's get a couple lines here. Brethren, you're going to have to move in from one line to the next. All right? Oh, you guys are trained. You already know how to build two lines. One, two. Great job. Are you sure? All right, the rest of you, would you come and just come on down here with your family? And this is Sunday night. This is what it means when you go to church. You're either being prayed for or you pray. And we're going to agree together tonight. Everybody should come to this one for a fresh anointing or for God to bring a healing to these bodies. There's just a few elders and a whole lot of people that need prayer. So between them and you, we can begin to pray for these folks and believe God. Come on, if God's people don't pray, I'm telling you, nobody's praying in this world. In this world, if you're not praying, nobody's praying. So we need prayer, people. We need prayer partners to gather together. That's awesome. That's good. Now begin to pray. Seek God. Let's see God do a miracle, signs and wonders tonight for some people in a mighty way. Go ahead, Heather. Go ahead.